Good day and welcome to Au Fair New Mexico, where you will hear what you can see in the great state of New Mexico. Today we will be joined by Jennifer Evans from Carlsbad Caverns. This is Amy Griffith. Please join me as we step into enchantment. Hello, Jennifer, and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can you tell us just a little bit about the Carlsbad Caverns?
Sure. Carlsbad Caverns is one of those places that most people have heard at least something about. What they might not know is just how extensive the cave systems are here in the Guadalupe Mountains. So within Carlsbad Caverns National Park, we have at least 118 caves. Now, these are world-class caves that people from all over the world come to. Everything from tiny little crawly caves that require lots of equipment and knee pads and helmet to get into, to huge chambers, the kind of stuff that makes you feel tiny in comparison. The namesake and the reason that we became a national park that most people come to see is Carlsbad Cavern. Now, that cave is known for its huge chambers and extensive cave formations. There are some places in that cave that are just incredibly decorated. Most people, the way that they see that cave is through two self-guided tours, or trails that we have there. The two self-guided trails are the Big Room and the Main Corridor Trail. And if you did both of them when you came here, you'd walk 2.5 miles underground, spending about 3 hours exploring the caves on your own. Now, if you're worried about exploring the caves by yourself, have no fear. These two self-guided trails are paved, there are handrails along the way, and there are definitely lights throughout this entire part of the cave. There are some people who prefer a more adventurous experience of being underground. And for them, we do have a variety of ranger-guided tours. Everything from the King's Palace, which is walking on paved trails through a really decorated part of the cavern, four rooms that are known as the scenic rooms, to a tour called Hall of the White Giant, which is our crawliest, caviest, most difficult and strenuous trail. This one is literally crawling on your hands and knees and sometimes on your belly through tight passages for the Hall of the White Giant, which is the end. And then any description of Carlsbad Caverns couldn't fail to mention the bats. So a lot of people come to see our famous colony of Mexican free-tail bats. They're here from mid-April to mid-October, and every evening in the summer, while the colony is roosting here in Carlsbad, you can come at the end of the day and watch them fly out. So just a little sampling of some of the things that we have to offer here.
And what are the hours of the caverns? Like, what time can people go and visit?
So every day of the year, except for December 25th, the cave opens, that's Carlsbad Cavern, opens at 8:30. You can get underground starting at 8:30. Last entry into the cave via the natural entrance, so the big natural opening to the cave, is at 2 o'clock. And last entry via the elevator, which takes you straight down 750 feet to the big room of the cavern, is at 3:30. Now, we have different hours in the summer. That would be from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay, and how much does it cost to go and visit the caverns?
So the two self-guided trails that I mentioned, the Big Room and the Main Corridor, those are all covered under a general admission ticket, and that's $10 per adult. Any kids that are 15 and under can come into the cavern for free. If you wanted to do a ranger-guided tour, those are additional costs, and they range from $350 per person to about $20 per person.
Okay, and in your opinion, when's the best time to visit the caves?
So I think there really is no best time. The cave doesn't register the seasons noticeably, so it's a humid 56 degrees down there on average all year. That means in the heat of the summer, it's nice to get down there and sort of escape it. And it takes an effort to get here where we are, so whenever you're nearby, I think is a good time to see it. That said, if you want solitude and silence, if you want to have the cave to yourself, the best times would be to come after Labor Day and before Memorial Day, and avoid big holiday times. It's less crowded. It's much, much quieter then. You're more likely to feel like the cave is your own.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for sharing your information on Carlsbad Caverns with us. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening to this edition of Au Fair New Mexico. Our guest today has been Jennifer Evans from Carlsbad Caverns. This is Amy Griffith inviting you to join us again next time for Au Fair New Mexico, a weekly presentation on the KENW Public Radio Network.